Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Schult. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Neff. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chick Hafey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Frankhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Fred Frankhouse. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsatti. Blair reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby bunts towards the mound. Frankhouse fields it and throws to third for the out. English moves to second. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. English moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler takes first base on ball four. English scores. Hornsby moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jesse Haynes now pitching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, English hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Douthit, who is chasing the ball. English reaches third base with a triple. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hafey moves to second. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hafey scores. Orsatti moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Grimm moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthit is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthit hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. High moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. High tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hafey hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 1 in the game. Neff hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields the ball and throws to Haynes covering. Safe. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. English moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsatti for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gelbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gelbert moves to third. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 2 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gelbert scores. Haynes moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. High hits a line drive into right field. Kyler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kyler. Haynes scores. Douthat goes all the way around to score. High moves to third. It's 7-6, Cubs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. High scores. It's Cubs, 7, Cardinals, 7. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Frisch steals second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone now pitching. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schult for a passed ball. Frisch scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hafey hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsatti. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's Cubs, 8, Cardinals, 8. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a pop-up towards short. Gelbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. English strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 8. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gelbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 9-8, Cardinals. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Haynes bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Gelbert moves to second. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Douthat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Mulholland now pitching. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. High settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-9, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gelbert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. High takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Frisch hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Wilson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wilson. High goes all the way around to score. Frisch moves to third. It's 11-10 Cubs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley strikes out. 1 out. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hafey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hafey reaches second base with a double. Frisch scores. It's Cubs, 11, Cardinals, 11. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 11. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.